We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Born March 18th in Baltimore, Maryland. A graduate of Towson University with a degree in communication studies, he got his start on local television in Baltimore, eventually going on to host the CNN series, Somebody's Gotta Do It. But he found his biggest fame on the Discovery series, Dirty Jobs, where he served as host for 8 successful seasons. And now he's back with an all-new season of his Facebook Watch series, returning the favor. Please welcome, Mike Rowe.
Man, how are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are things in Kansas City?
Great. Well, cold as ass, but you know, it's Kansas City. It is. It's always good people and terrible weather.
And barbecue.
Yeah, that's it. Man, I haven't talked to you in a long time, man. How is everything? You're well?
I'm good. I am still creating the illusion of fitness and maintaining the pretense of prosperity.
you are a cut right through it, genuine, dyed-in-the-wool, blue-collar guy, and I love that, and I think your heart's in the right place, and returning the favor, as soon as I read about this, I was like, well, of course he's doing that. It makes perfect sense, because it's genuine.
Well, thanks. I think there's always a chance to do anything in a genuine way. I just think it's really hard in our industry, right? Yours as well.
Yeah, sure.
So much radio sounds the same. So much TV looks the same. So much news feels the same. I mean, it's difficult to try and break out. And I was lucky with a show like Dirty Jobs because visually it looks so different than other things that it just gave me a toehold to try a lot of stuff after that. And here we are. Replaced work with kindness.
That's it. Well, you know what I realized, and I only touch this because we have limited time. When I got involved with some reality TV shows up in Sturgis, what I realized is nobody in those offices on the East or West Coast have any concept of the real world. They working and struggling and busting your knuckles and working outside and stuff. Like, they're like, well, why? That sounds awful. Why would anybody ever want to watch anything like that? And you're like, you just don't get it, man. And you just have to go past them, work past it, and just go find your spot, man. And that's exactly what you've done.
Well, you know, thanks. It's not terribly complicated once you commit to it, but one of the things you have to do that really is a problem in TV is you have to eliminate the second take.
That's it.
You have to just simply tell the producers and the network, look, if it's going to be called reality, and if we're going to try and give somebody an honest look at what's going on wherever we are, then, you know, we just have to stop with constant editing. Where, you know, if you're editing, you're lying. So
that's it.
I've always tried to make sure whatever we're doing has a documentary camera with it.
Returning the favor.
The whole thing.
Returning the favor. I want people to understand what this is. It's a great idea. In every one of our communities, I see it all the time in Kansas City. There are people doing incredible things, and there's not a radio station that they do it on. It's not always on television. The news doesn't pick it up. People don't have statues. There's no parade, but every day they go out consistently, and they do really generous, kind, good things. And they do it year after year for nothing more than the feeling it gives you. And returning the favors where you guys go in and help somebody get their job done.
Everybody knows somebody in the community who's slightly better than them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's the guy who's there after the flood. It's the Cajun Navy, right? I mean, who shows up like a first responder, but who isn't a first responder, who's not paid to do that? We highlight a lot of first responders on the show, but what I really look for are people who are completely anonymous, who are just living their life and all of a sudden stepped up to do something either brave or heroic, decent, and then just faded back, you know, into life. We go find those people, tell the story of what they did, and then really, without turning it into, you know, extreme home makeover or getting all maudlin, celebrate them, give them something, and then leave. And it's really very simple, but the first episode got 30 million views. People are starving for something that...
Good. Something real. Something.
Feed and what we're doing.
Yeah, give them something where at the end you go, oh, I get it. We're still good. Like, it, you know, by the time we get to this part of the year, I normally think, let's just wipe this spinning mud ball clean and be done with it. And then you'll see great things come out of people. You'll see true generosity, real kindness, real, you know, empathy. And I feel good about the world again.
Well, look, that's, it, again, it's not a great mystery. If all you watch are depictions of bad news, if all you read are people who are angry, if all you see are bulging veins and spit flying through the air, it's only a matter of time until you're going to start to feel anxious.
That's it.
We're just surrounded by images that would depress a hyena. This is just an alternative thing to look at.
Yeah, no, I love it, man. Returning the favor on Facebook Watch now every Tuesday. And, man, I hope you come through Kansas City. If there's some way we can help you, all you got to do is let us know.
I appreciate it, John. I've never had a bad time in Kansas City. I had a weird time, but never a bad time.
Me too, man. We're going to have to get together and share some good weird stories about Kansas City someday.
I got a few. I got the salt mines in Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. I got a crazy story about Fort McConnell, you know, mm-hmm. changing the fuel cells and those KC-135Rs, those Strata tankers. It's a heck of a town you guys live in.
Man, I got invited just out of here at the Air Force Base to check out these stealth fighters and the bombers, and I got to sit in one. That was a day I'll never forget.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, when you think about that technology and what it takes to fly one of those things and, you know, who those people are, how differently they're wired.
Yes.
Pretty great.
All right, listen, have a great day, my friend, and I remind people to check out Returning the Favor Facebook Watch every Tuesday.
I appreciate it, guys. Be well.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.